T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
Quick stop here at the United Center before back on the road Friday in San Antonio. It's the Bulls and the Raptors.
I don't know what to make of this one, big fella, because that lineup that Nick Nurse can throw out there is long in a way that could give the Bulls some problems.
They actually started 7'2" Chris Boucher at the four, and had 6'9" Precious Achiuwa at center, and that's more due to skill set than anything else, because Precious can't shoot.
Precious. No, I defy you to watch a Bulls game, anything including Precious Achiuwa, and not every time.
Yep.
Like, don't you hurt my dog!
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
And now the game is over. Ball game over. Bulls win.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Precious. I don't know, mister. He's got a broken leg. He's in a lot of pain.
He rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Kiss you well, Precious. You will get the hose.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Of course you did, Mike Rankin. Amazing story about how this music got used, too. Apparently, Jonathan Demme was, like, in a cab, and this was on, and it was some musician who happened to be driving a cab, and he said, "What is this?" They said, "Can you get me this music? It's perfect for this scene." And it's the only time anybody's ever heard this song, because it was never actually, like, released or anything like that. Full story. But that's not why you called. Good morning. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Layla is off today, so it's you and it's me, and it's this balmy Thursday. The fact that you could walk out to your car and your face didn't immediately hurt. I mean, like you, it's just kind of nice. It felt like it was 65 degrees. We should all be running around with no pants. And go ahead and do that. And if the cops catch you, tell them I said it was okay and everything should be fine. No, don't actually do that. But we're broadcasting with the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by our local Hyundai dealers. And we are going to talk Bears, because until the Bears have a coach, the Bears don't have a coach. And that's a big deal when the Chicago Bears don't have a coach. They also have a general manager who hasn't spoken to us yet. So this is the international team of mystery right now, and we're here and we're watching and we're guessing, and I'm rather enjoying it. I will politely disagree with Molly. I am in no hurry, because until they do something that makes people angry and becomes polarizing on Twitter, we can just sort of exist and sort of float around in whatever space this is. So we have a lot of Bears to discuss. Cody Westerlund, who's on the Bulls beat for 670 The Score and is also our web editor, who also has the unenviable task of editing my overwrought columns and finding small words instead of big words and making things make sense for people. So he's got that, so be nice to him. He'll join us at 10. We have another Bears topic thereafter. The Midday Midway is at 10:40 or so. And then Anthony Herron, our frequent football guest, will join us at 11 with surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. It is known as the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You want to send an email? BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting goes to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. And make sure you download the Odyssey app is the best way to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Also, let's check in on Twitch and see what they're showing right now. Ha! So you don't have to show me. You can actually show the producers if you'd rather. And you know, my hair's being weird in the back. Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? It's radio. I don't give a damn. So if you want to check out the Twitch stream, it is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. We have Evan Thomas and Connor O'Donnell directing that video feed, and they are also moderating the chat that goes on quickly and entertainingly down the right side of my screen. Rick Camp is our executive producer. Mike Rankin is our associate producer. Ray Diaz, the executioner in the back, doing the stuff that he does. And this also, just so you know, you don't want to get too far from the radio today, because as we keep following our Twitter feeds and see our blue check marks and know that at any point there could be something from a Rappaport, from a Schefter, or one of those bombs that tells us something is happening. Because when Nathaniel Hackett was announced as the Broncos' choice, people assume, well, now we need a coach. They hired one. Now we got to go get one. Just get the right guy. It's okay. It's all right. Nothing about Nathaniel Hackett taking that job would make me want to hire someone I wouldn't otherwise hire.
But Denver got a present. Why don't we get a present? I want a present.
You will get a present. You will get one. You're going to have a present. You're going to have a press conference. It's going to make you very excited. And then you're going to get to wait until the football season starts, because other teams that are better at football are still playing football now, and you'll get to watch them and then draw wrong conclusions that inform what your team is going to do.
We get new systems of football.
You may. Or when you get Matt Eberflus, you're going to get an old system of football that is going to look new, but it's going to be real familiar in a whole lot of ways. But
so a concept that's already in the Bears' toolbox?
Yeah, but it's an old toolbox, and I know that you've got the tools that your granddaddy handed down to your daddy. I mean, some of you do. I don't.
I mean, we have a toolbox of concepts, so to speak.
My toolbox is... It looks like a tiny little like the kid at camp.
It looks like your phone.
Honestly, it's like my actual toolbox in our house. If I cared, it would be embarrassing. Like if my masculinity or my personality were in any way connected to the size of like I don't own power tools or anything. I got a flathead screwdriver, a Phillips screwdriver. There's a bunch of Allen wrenches that came free with things that I set up. And what else is in there? There's other screwdrivers. Like longer ones and shorter ones, but it's, you know, some people have like the giant plastic thing with multiple tiers and the plug and play electric power stuff. I would just hurt myself. That's just giving me expensive ways to end up in the ER.
Yeah, for me, it's I have the lowest of bars for myself to be able to fix things or replace things or whatever. So it's like if I can do, like I've hit the point where I'm like, you know what? If it's a light bulb is below me now, that's where I'm at.
I wasn't going to talk about the story. So a light bulb went out on the island over our kitchen and the pendant lights. So, and I come downstairs and my wife takes the bulb. She's like tapping the bulb, flicking the bulb, and it's an LED. Okay. So she takes the bulb out and shakes it next to her ear. Right. Like an old incandescent filament bulb. Like, you know it's out when, well, I guess that little bit of tungsten filler, whatever it is, you can tell this one's shot because I can hear it. It's like, and I just started laughing. And she said, why are you laughing? I said, it's an LED. I said, it's a diode. There's no filament. Like, even I know that. And you're the daughter of an electrical engineer. I would think that maybe you would know that. She said, you can shake that all day. Go ahead. I said, that's not going to tell you anything. Keep shaking that thing. Keep listening to it. But I think when that goes, and we're so far removed from incandescent bulbs, like we had the weird, coily, awful fluorescent ones.
Which now, big at restaurants. Like, you know, those like the let's have a cool atmosphere. So let's get the like
Ew.
The weird looking lights and oh yeah.
No, those are the lights where you go in a bathroom at a in a public place and you look at those and they have those over the mirror and you look 100 years older and you want to kill yourself because you just it's like, oh my God, do I look horrible? It was like the George Carlin bit where it's like, you ever go into one of those and you say, I gotta get the hell out of here. It's usually those lights when you're just it makes you so unhappy because they make you look so awful.
Yeah, for me, the lighting's not much of a factor in that, but the point stands.
No, you've got a healthy sense of self-esteem.
That's how I feel like in the Kohl's changing room.
Kohl's changing room?
Yeah. Whatever it is about the setup in there,
okay.
I feel like, wow, something needs to change with me.
Yeah, you would think that you would invest, that if you were selling people clothes, that you would invest in better lighting and that somebody, some accountant would tell you it would pay for itself. I look good in this. I'm going to buy 3 of these. Look at me, huh? Instead of saying, oh, no, I have to go to the gym immediately.
Yeah, I need to go home.
Home and go to bed, right? You think it would be better if they invested in that lighting. But, you know, that's not why we're here at the moment, because the question is for us, when and who and how are the Bears hiring a head coach? And what will they say after the fact? We don't know if it's true or not. And I love the idea that all of a sudden Ryan Poles came swaggering in through the saloon doors with the spurs on his boots echoing with every step against the dusty hardwood. Shing, shing. And he comes in here and he stands there backlit and he says that I'm going to pick the head coach. Thanks for all your work, Bill Polian. Go home. Give me all you got. But here's the thing. As a wise man once said, everybody's got a boss. And in the case of whoever runs the Chicago Bears, everybody's got a boss and then a kind of maybe boss who wants to say something. And the Bears are always going to be weird, and I always default to that. If these hires somehow make the Bears less weird, it will make me feel a little bit better. But the way they're structured, the way they are, the Bears are a unique combination of powerful heritage brand that has a way of playing with our feelings and touching deep-seated childhood emotions, and they have that power, and they're also very, very fundamentally strange. And that's always the backdrop of these things where we hope they can be like other teams who aren't as weird, but the Bears are weird, and they're going to continue to be so. So we get a lot of outside opinions. We rely on the perspectives of others. We still don't really know anything about Ryan Poles. We will know more in a couple of minutes because he was the subject of a typically interesting conversation between Robert Mays and Lindsey Jones. So we'll eavesdrop on that next on The Score. Bernstein and Rahimi. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's what you have right now, and we wait. We are in the interstitial period between the Bears hiring of their general manager and their hiring of a coach. Could it happen in the next 5 minutes? Yes, it could. That's absolutely true. It also could be a much longer process as the new guy gets to exercise a little bit of power amid everything that happens in those inscrutable Bears offices. So who is Ryan Poles? How does he think? What is he going to do? What does he think he's going to be allowed to do here? What's the extent of his power? So let's listen in on the Athletic Football Show. A couple of really smart people in Robert Mays and Lindsey Jones gave us an informed perspective.
People that I respect just having a lot of good things to say about him. And they always do. You know, people always do in these moments. I think that when you have somebody like Ryan Poles, who was the finalist for 3 different jobs, the Giants job this year, the Vikings job this year, and the Panthers job last year. So he's somebody that's been in demand and has been talked about pretty highly over the last couple of years. You're always going to have people with good reviews. But one of the things that really stuck out to me when I was talking to people who'd work with him yesterday is just that he brings zero ego into the process. When you have guys in these sorts of gigs, that's not always the case. Even if you have guys that are smart and forward-thinking and good at the job, it's not necessarily somebody who's willing to listen to everyone else in the building. And I feel like open-mindedness and humility, as I've gotten to know more people in these personnel roles and talk to them about what it takes to be successful are huge parts of this. Are you going to build a staff where you're soliciting feedback from people, where you're creating a growth mindset culture and understanding that you don't know everything and understanding where your blind spots are? You know, Brett Veach, in the piece that you wrote for the 40 Under 40, said something I thought was so important, where he's going to turn over every rock. And that's what you want in this job. And especially in a job like the Bears, where you run it. There's no president. There's no anybody else on the football side. This is your show. And you have to turn over every rock. You have to be the one who sets the vision for the organization when you take it over for this franchise. And having someone with that sort of mindset and who goes about it that way, it's encouraging. We never truly know with these jobs and these candidates and what they're going to do in these gigs because they're so different. It's so different to be a GM compared to anything else within a personnel department. So I'm excited. Based on everything that I've heard, he seems like as good a candidate as any. And we kind of go from here. You know, that's really all you can say at this point in my mind.
He's going straight from working on Brett Veach's staff a couple days ago, being at Arrowhead Stadium, surely, for the greatest postseason game in NFL history, to landing this job and having to hire a head coach. You know, everything I've heard about Ryan Poles dating back, you know, to last year, the year before that, when we're, you know, just always compiling these lists of like, who's next, who is out there. It was just always about his player evaluation and how deeply he looked into players, and that he just had a really good eye for talent. My takeaway, like, it's just this new breed of GMs coming in. You know, the three guys who have been hired so far this cycle, Joe Shane, and then these latest two guys, Ryan Poles and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. Joe Shane is the oldest at 42.
Yeah.
These are not the same kind of old boys network. These are guys who have been raised in a different era of football evaluation, in a digital era, an analytics era. And it'll be really interesting to see what kind of head coaches that leads them to hire. And, you know, if they're maybe just more forward thinking in the way that they end up running these organizations.
The other thing I want to say about Ryan Poles, I like the fact that even though he worked for the Chiefs his entire career, he worked for three different front offices.
It says a lot.
So it says a lot about him. And I just like when guys have that diversity of experience and just the models. You know, the way the Patriots run their front office is very specific, and just their grading system and how they tier players, all that kind of stuff. That's one way to learn it. Then he works for John Dorsey. Now he works for Brett Veach. That's a really good thing. I like when coaches come from that background. You know, I've said this before. Kevin Stefanski was like that. Spent 14 years in Minnesota working for all those different coaches. And you kind of get to pick and choose a la carte how you want to be a coach. And you start compiling these ideas for, well, when it's my chance, I'll take this from this guy and this from this guy. And I enjoy that because this is such a problem-solving gig. It's about putting out fires and about understanding, all right, this is the issue. How do we fix it? And when you've seen three different types of approaches of how to do that, one of which ended in a Super Bowl, a John Dorsey run that resulted in multiple playoff appearances, I just think that's a good background to have coming into this sort of job.
Everything they're saying when applied after the fact to Ryan Pace is so damning. It's so damning. And we could really go back and listen to what was said about Pace when Pace got the job. And so many of these similarities. What you don't want is someone for whom it just feels like their turn, like somebody has put in the time, has risen properly through the ranks, someone who appears ready for a job is not the same as someone who walks into that interview and tells you why they're ready for this, for your job. And it's not about just it being your time or your turn. It's having that kind of motivation and that kind of energy to want to run a team and not just say, well, I worked for this guy. I worked for that guy. Then it's like Jim Boylan, who all he could do was constantly talk about the other coaches he's worked for. It's like, well, then why are you still an idiot? You know, that's great. You worked for Rudy Tomjanovich, not an idiot. You worked for Greg Popovich for 5 minutes before he got rid of you because you're an idiot. And so it's nice to say he worked for John Dorsey, and he worked for Brett Veach, and he worked around Andy Reid, and he worked for Scott Pioli. That's great. But ultimately, you need to carve away. You need to emulate what you like and carve away what you don't like. It takes years to emerge comfortable enough in who you are. And that's why hearing from someone matters. That's why it's important to hear from the person. That's why I get it that I've long had a deserved reputation for overrating press conferences because I'm a words guy. That's how I understand people. That's my connection to it. It's how I relate to people. How they put words together means a lot to me, maybe more so than others. It ultimately is deed. It ultimately is winning. But what something that pisses me off is when somebody like, in the rare time Ryan Pace would actually say something, I think you should draft a quarterback every year. He didn't even do it. You know, that's one thing he said. One thing it sounded like it was important to him. It sounded fundamental to him about the number of chances at the most important position in the league. And then either he didn't have the courage or the ability or the power to act on it. That those disconnects get to me. And that's why I want to know what that person thinks, how they do what they do, and not just blandishments and buzzwords and find the whys and be you and all that. Real stuff. Tell me stuff. That's why Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer will tell you, we like this, we didn't like that, we had too much of this, we had not enough of that, we got to find a way to get more of this. We think this is where the sport is going, and we want to be ready for that. They're not giving you any trade secrets. They're not giving you proprietary information. They're just being honest with you about how they think they can build your team.
Right, transparency. And what you're saying, too, what's a little bit concerning for me, at least, is we kind of did this before with Ryan Pace.
We did.
Like, this is him growing into the position. He's never done it before. And Ryan Poles comes in with an impressive skill set. And when you talk about the value in drafting and developing, and especially the credit that he was given for developing the offensive line in Kansas City, that's fantastic. But there are other elements of the general manager's position that are obviously crucial. And this is a 36-year-old who's never done it before. And look, you can talk about ageism related to Jim Caldwell. It kind of applies to a very young individual in a position of power here when he's never done it before. That's just my perspective. Not saying that this is a bad hire whatsoever. I'm really optimistic, personally, and I want to hear him speak as well. But also, the point of it, all of it, is we need to wait to evaluate after he's made decisions over time.
Now, I don't want anything to be all Ted Lasso with everything, but I do think it's okay to admit some vulnerabilities. I think it is okay.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Adam Schefter, official account, checkmark, former Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus is being hired as the Bears head coach.
We thought it, what did I say? Next 5 minutes was possible, and there it is. Matt Eberflus is going to be the Chicago Bears head coach. Okay. I think that what you just heard was Bears Nation getting their head around the fact that somebody who has been a quick riser in head coaching circles, somebody who was a finalist for the job based on interviews that were not done by Ryan Poles, that were done by Bill Polian and others. It is not to say that it's not Ryan Poles' choice. He might have come in and say, wow, what a coincidence. It just so happened that this was going to be my guy too. And here you are having completed all this work on him. The next head coach of the Chicago Bears will be former Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. So what we're going to do now is we are going to change course. And instead of talking to Cody Westerland next about the Bulls, we are going to begin finding out everything we need to know about a 51-year-old man who is said to be a galvanizing leader. We also know, as discussed, that his defensive philosophy does come from a very familiar tree that involves Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy and Rod Marinelli and a Tampa 2 defense. If he is more flexible than that, we will find out if and when he speaks about that. We also now begin to ask the right questions about his offensive coordinator and who is going to be in charge of the most important person on that roster, and that being Justin Fields. We will take a brief timeout. We will find out what you think, and we, from now until noon, are going to do the absolute best we can to make sure that you know what you need to know about the Bears' new head coach. The Bears are hiring Matt Eberflus, and we're going to be talking about that all today, specifically and generally. Want to know what you think at 312-644-6767. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. You have the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.